Regrettably, as these parables of the kingdom have been preached in Matthew chapter 13, this particular one somehow never got recorded properly. And it is Matthew chapter 13, verse 24, continuing with these parables. Jesus said, another parable he put forth to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the grain had sprouted and produced a crop, then the tares also appeared. So the servants of the owner came and said to him, sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have tares? He said to them, an enemy has done this. The servant said to him, do you want us then to go and gather them up? But he said, no, lest while you gather up the tares, you also uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together till the harvest. And at the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, first gather together the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. And he answered and said to them, he who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seeds are the sons of the kingdom, but the tares are the sons of the wicked one. The enemy who sowed them is the devil, and the harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. Therefore, as the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so will it be at the end of this age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and those who practice lawlessness, and will cast them into a furnace of fire, and there will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine forth as a sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. This is not an easy parable. It's a very distinct parable in terms of the fact that we can see what Jesus is teaching here, that the kingdom of heaven can be infiltrated and imitated. And we see it here in the fact that good seed is sown by the Lord. But there's someone else who's trying to sow seed in this world, from this parable, and that is the devil. And he will seek to sow seed among the wheat. He will seek to imitate or infiltrate the church of God. And Jesus is giving this parable to warn us, to cause us to see that not everyone who says they are in the kingdom of heaven are truly in the kingdom. And that the truth will tell out in the end. And that there will be a separation. There will be a dividing. Not everyone who says is truly in the kingdom. Now, when we consider this parable, it says that good seed was sown. It tells us that there was good seed sown in the field, but while men slept, the enemy came and sowed the tares in the field and went his way. So we can see that the seed was good. There was nothing wrong with the seed. And in this case, it grows into wheat, and the wheat are the true believers, the ones who have truly trusted in God. And now the other seed that was sown was tares. And it's important to notice something in this parable, that tares didn't turn into wheat, and wheat didn't turn into tares, that they are two distinct plants. Christians don't lose their salvation, friends. And only God can cause someone to become a Christian. Only God can plant us and make us new. And so we find that when it comes to the tares here, that they were planted by the enemy, not by the Lord. What do we know about tares? We discover that tares are a weed. But they are a weed that closely resembles wheat, so that you can't tell the difference. You have a tare in amongst the wheat, and when they're young, you can't tell the difference. When you can tell the difference when it comes to fruit bearing. You can tell the difference when it comes to there being actual kernels of wheat on the plant. And so Jesus is giving this illustration that there will be people amongst the people of God who look like Christians, but the question is, do they bear fruit? And this is not insignificant, this is vitally important that it be understood that not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Not everyone who goes to church, not everyone who is involved in Christianity are true believers. A true believer bears fruit. Now, we've got that already out of the previous parable, in the parable of the sower, that true believers bear fruit. And we see it again here, but this one carries the parable even further to show us what the destiny of the tares is. And it's not an easy destiny. It's not an easy thing when we consider what happens to those tares. Now, we know that he said, don't try to gather up the tares now. In other words, the complete and final and uprooting judgment of God isn't happening in this world. There is discipline from God, there is the work of God in this world, but the judgment of God happens in the next, that final judgment. And that's the picture that's given here. They're not judged and dealt with right away, but we see that in Matthew chapter 13, verse 13 and 28. The servant said to him, do you want them to gather them up? No, while you gather up the tares, you also uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together till the harvest. At the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather together the tares and bind them in bundles and burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. And so it's all going to work out in the end. God is going to pass his judgment, and that is going to be a real judgment on those who are not true believers. You know, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15 that people need to examine themselves to see if they're in the faith. It is not unimportant to make sure of your salvation, to make certain that you're heaven bound, because the consequences are eternal in their nature. The consequences are devastating. That there is going to be a great judgment. There is going to be a separation. There's going to be this eternal separation, and that there will be a place of judgment for the tares. This isn't easy stuff when we stop and think about the reality of it. But oh, how important it is for there to be a genuine relationship with Jesus Christ. And Jesus is bringing this out here, really, in the parable of the sower, and in this parable as well, the wheat and the tares, that there will be a separation. And it may be sometimes we can wonder, my goodness, I just did this. Am I really a Christian? It's not a bad thing to ask that question, but to go by what the Word of God has to say. Have you truly trusted in Jesus Christ? Have you accepted him as your Lord and Savior? If you have, then there's evidence of fruit, of change in your life, then you can rejoice in the Lord in the salvation that he's given you. I just want to assure you that Christians don't lose their salvation, but Christians have gained salvation when they were converted. When they were converted, God did something marvelous and made you a new creation, grew you as his wheat, and he will certainly finish the task. He who began a good work in you will complete it. He will finish the work that he has started. But you know, the scripture tells us, as Paul wrote about people who forsook him and having loved this present world, he said, nevertheless, the Lord knows them that are his. And this is what Paul says, I don't know for sure, but the Lord knows them that are his. But he also says this, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity or sin. And so the evidence of salvation is in a transformed life, a departing from sin. Now that doesn't mean that we're perfect, and it doesn't mean we can't fail, but it does mean that God does bring change, and that he's able to bring that change into your life and mine as we trust in him, as we experience the work of a mighty God in our souls. Are you weak? I trust that you are. I trust that you have truly trusted in Jesus Christ. We see these warnings all through as Jesus spoke, that it was vital and it's important to understand that when Christ comes in, sin goes out, that there is a change, there is a transformation. And we can have every confidence that God is working when he works in our souls to cause us to grow so that fruit comes out of us. That grain of wheat that's planted in the ground draws its sustenance, and it grows up, and it grows, and suddenly a little grain appears, and then the head appears, and suddenly there's wheat there. The truth of the matter is that the tare that grows up, it grows and grows, and yet at the end of the story, no fruit, no wheat. Oh, friends, this is God speaking, and we know that he says, as he gives the interpretation of this, he says that those tares will be, the good seed is gathered. The enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. So as the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so will it be at the end of this age. Jesus spoke about hell more than he did about heaven. He speaks about a real place that people go to. A rich man and Lazarus was buried. And in Luke chapter 16, and he speaks about the results of that, in that this man was tormented in flame. It wasn't a parable that he spoke there. Here he speaks about being burned in the fire. He's going to send out his angels. They will gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and practice lawlessness, and there will be cast them into the furnace of fire, and there'll be wailing and gnashing of teeth. There is anguish. This is what he says. He says, those who are the tares will be, find themselves in anguish. My friend, if you don't know that you've trusted Christ, if somehow you don't have a conviction in your life to who you are, that you're just content with playing church and being a hypocrite, because really, this picture is a parable that speaks to hypocrisy. This parable speaks to those who on the outside look the same, but on the inside they are not, and that the truth will tell. They look like Christians, but in reality they are not. I tell you, it's better to wake up and to see where we really are today, so that we won't be find ourselves standing before the Lord, as in Matthew chapter 7, and seeking to defend ourselves by outward action rather than by inward change and reality. Jesus is really addressing hypocrisy in the church. Now, I certainly heard people say that there are too many hypocrites in the church, and there probably are. But guess what? Jesus knew that would happen. He knew there would be false pretenders. He knew there would be people who would look like Christians to some extent. But he also knows what the outcome is, and you can trust him with his judgments on that. You know that God is faithful. My friends, do not judge God by the conduct of some, because God has not changed, and God is a holy and a just God. And hypocrisy will be revealed, and it will be judged. And so outward pretense won't do. You know, as you go through the parables of the sower and the seed and the kingdom, you discover that Jesus is addressing situations. He's addressing reality versus the false. And really, it comes out of the previous chapter, as Jesus was speaking to the Pharisees, and they were saying, you know, that Jesus had a devil, and that they were taking a different side. And yet they thought they were religious. They thought they were good. They thought they were in the kingdom. They thought they were the cream of the crop of the kingdom. And in reality, the sad reality was is that they were so far away from God. Oh, friends, in Christendom today, there are many who are religious. There are many who give an outward impression that they are in the kingdom of God. And sometimes they think they are the elite of the kingdom of God, and all the while, sadly, they are tares. Do I know every person who is in this kind of situation? Absolutely not. God knows. And the truth will tell. We will know at the end of the story what is of God and what is not. So the kingdom of heaven is infiltrated and imitated, but you can rest assured that true followers of Jesus Christ will be revealed. But it's not all bad news. It's not all the tares, because in Matthew 13:43 it says, "Then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father." He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Oh, pay attention, is what Jesus is saying. But thank God that the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Real wheat will shine. Real wheat will be gathered into the barn. Real wheat will be harvested. And this is the picture of being gathered into heaven, of being with the Lord, of experiencing the presence of God, of shining forth like the sun. And that is the glory of God will be upon us. Oh, friends, thank God that there is a real kingdom. Thank God there is real wheat. And my friend, if you're in the sound of this message and somehow you are discovering, wow, I have not truly accepted Christ as my Savior. I have played church. I have given the outward impression, but I know inwardly I am not a Christian. Then I encourage you this very hour, if you trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you call on the name of the Lord, suddenly, you will be wheat. Suddenly, God will sow you, and you will be wheat growing. He will put to death the tare, and he will cause the wheat to grow. That's what he will do, because only God can do such a thing. If any man is in Christ, he becomes a new creation. All things pass away. Behold, he makes everything new. That's what Jesus can do, and that's what he can do in any life. So though this parable gives us a very distinct revelation of the separation between the people of God and the people who are not the people of God, that there is this great and wonderful hope in Jesus Christ. As we are willing to have the Lord till up the soil of our hearts, willing to have him plant his seed, the word of God, into us, we become the very wheat of God. We become part of this incredible harvest that he brings out. So my friends, this is a solemn parable, but it has a great message in it too. May we discover Jesus Christ truly, richly. May we not be deceived. May we not be hypocrites, but rather may the genuine shine forth in this life, and hallelujah, we will shine in the life to come. I know this was a summary teaching of this passage in Matthew, and sadly, I think the next section as well is not, it was not recorded, or the recording didn't work, and so I will do a short one on that one as well, and that is that the kingdom of heaven grows, and that the kingdom of heaven is influential. And we will look at the next two parables in the next section.